I'm Laurel Bowman.
In a televised speech, Iranian President Hassan Rouhani pledged Tuesday to punish those responsible for the accidental downing of a Ukrainian passenger jet, calling the incident unforgivable. Also Tuesday, a spokesman said some people had been arrested for their role in shooting down the plane, but did not specify how many or how they were connected. The developments come as the government faces protests after first insisting mechanical problems caused the plane to go down, before admitting Saturday that Iranian military personnel shot down the plane, killing all 176 people on board. In the UK, Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he's against a military conflict with Iran and feels for the Iranian people.
Iran, when you look at it, it's an amazing country. It's 80 million people. It's got a young population. They're literate. They should be orientated towards free markets, towards our way of doing things. And yet they're the captives, they're the prisoners of this approach, this government that they have. Well,
hundreds of students at a prestigious Iranian university openly denounced their Islamic rulers in a third day of protests Monday. Iranian police have denied using live ammunition against protesters in Tehran, who have been demonstrating since Saturday against the government's attempt to cover up the downing of the plane. The Trump administration has called on the Iranian authorities to refrain from using force against the protesters. More than 30,000 people near the Philippine capital Manila have been evacuated from the immediate vicinity of a volcano that has been belching lava, ash, and steam since it erupted Sunday. Scientists at the Philippine Seismology Agency issued a warning of a major and far more explosive eruption. This is VOA News. As impeachment proceedings of President Donald Trump continue, and he pushes for a second term, analysts are determining what tactic he may use that would allow him to remain electable if he is not removed from office. More from VOA's Patsy Wadakuswara.
In facing the threat of impeachment, President Donald Trump has followed a defense tactic similar to that of former President Bill Clinton and his team.
They really focused on, well, the president is doing work, he's going overseas, he's doing the work of the people, and he's not distracted by this, but at the same time spoke with one voice saying this is trying to overturn the will of the people. They're trying to overturn an election.
He has also adopted tactics used by Republican Richard Nixon, who stonewalled congressional requests to access the tapes of Oval Office conversations that incriminated him in the Watergate scandal. Patsy Wadakuswara, VOA News at the White House.
Democratic presidential candidates meet for a critical debate Tuesday in Iowa, less than 3 weeks before Iowa voters kick off the presidential nomination process on February 3rd. A total of six Democratic contenders will be on stage with signs of growing tensions among some of the candidates. VOA national correspondent Jim Malone has more from Washington.
Among those on stage Tuesday will be the current Democratic frontrunner in national polls, former Vice President Joe Biden. Biden is focused on national security in light of recent events with Iran. Biden faces a strong challenge in early voting states like Iowa and New Hampshire, especially from Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. One recent poll shows Sanders leading in Iowa. Tensions are on the rise between Sanders and some of the other contenders, including Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren. Warren has slipped a bit in recent polls, but remains a strong factor in Iowa and New Hampshire. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
Russia says good progress has been made in talks in Moscow over a ceasefire in Libya, but a breakthrough deal has yet to be signed between the rival forces. Russia, which supports strongman Khalifa Haftar in the east of the country, helped broker a ceasefire alongside Turkey, which plans to deploy troops to defend Haftar's rival, the United Nations-backed Government of National Accord based in Tripoli. As Henry Ridgewell reports, more foreign powers are getting involved in the conflict, and there is danger the intervention could backfire. Extreme weather in parts of Pakistan over the last 3 days has caused at least 83 deaths, while dozens of others of people are missing and injured. I'm Laurel Bowman, and this is VOA News.